Visit and support all our sponsors and tell them thank you for advertising and supporting local radio with Real Country, 1430 WRDN.
The entertainment you want, the information you need. Locally owned and operated, we are Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN. Durand, Plum City, Elk Mound, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH, Durand. Real Country.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. A federal judge in Washington, D.C. ordering an immediate halt to the planned firings of nearly 1,500 employees at the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. Judge Amy Berman Jackson also ordering the Trump administration to hand over communications and make officials available to determine if they deliberately violated one of her court orders. The U.S. military carrying out operations targeting Houthi oil ports in Yemen. ABC's Louis Martinez has more from the Pentagon.
This is a very interesting strike because this is the first time that the United States has actually gone after some of the oil product areas of Yemen controlled by the Houthis. And what's most notable about this area is that this was an area where the Houthis actually received processed fuel so that they could then use it for their commercial as well as the military operations.
At the Vatican services taking place at St. Peter's Basilica for Good Friday, Pope Francis, who is still recovering from pneumonia, not leading Easter week services. This is ABC News. This weekend marks three decades since domestic terrorism came to America's heartland in the back of a rental truck in Oklahoma City. ABC's Jim Ryan was there.
Hundreds of federal employees had settled into their desks in the nine-story building that Wednesday morning, and children played in the daycare center on the second floor. A meeting was being recorded across the street when, at 9:03, a truck loaded with 5,000 pounds of ammonium nitrate and fuel oil exploded outside. 168 people were killed, including 19 children. Domestic terrorist Timothy McVeigh was convicted and put to death in 2001. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
In Puerto Rico, officials confirm nearly 99% of customers have now had their power restored after an outage darkened the island earlier this week. Luma Energy, the private power company responsible for Puerto Rico's grid, said the massive outage appears to have been caused by a combination of factors, including a failure in the protection system and vegetation on a key transmission line. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
When you switch to Progressive, you could save bundling your home and auto. Then you could put that money towards some of the surprisingly more expensive things in life.
Attention passengers, we've reached 10,000 feet and internet is now available for purchase.
I just paid hundreds for this flight and you can't even throw in internet? I'll just take the free pretzels.
Sorry, but I do have snack boxes for sale.
I'm just gonna sleep.
In that case, we are selling pillows and blankets as well.
I'll just breathe. That's free, right?
Life costs a lot, so bundle and you could save with Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates and other insurers, not available in all states.
You ever try fixing your car and realize you're missing that one part? Yeah, been there. That's why eBay's my go-to. They've got millions of parts, guaranteed to fit. I'm talking brake pads for when yours have seen one too many miles of stop and go. Oil filters, because you don't mess around with your engine care. Even got this cold air intake on my watch list? I might just go for it. To keep the ride cool and your DIY streak hot. Find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Get outside and enjoy the outdoors with Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand. The fishing season is underway, and Ryan's has all of your fishing gear, whether you're an old pro or maybe just a beginner. Need bait and tackle early or late? Use Ryan's 24-hour bait and tackle center. Trap shooters, visit Ryan's Sports Shop for trap loads from Winchester, Remington, and Federal. Ryan's also has a large selection of refreshments for the campsite, too. It's Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
mostly cloudy with on and off showers and some rumbles of thunder. High temperatures today are tapping the mid-50s, and they return to the mid-50s tomorrow, too. But the difference is it'll be bright with plenty of sunshine. We hang on to the pleasant weather for early Sunday before more rain rolls in the afternoon. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Right now, 47 degrees.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Ahlen. The man accused in the abduction of a pregnant teenager had his initial appearance Thursday in Dodge County Court. Bail for 40-year-old Gary Day was set at $2 million cash. Day is charged with child enticement and abduction for allegedly taking the 17-year-old from her Beaver Dam home in early February. In small cities and rural areas that lack child care access, Governor Tony Evers says school districts may be the solution to filling those gaps. In Barron on Wednesday, Evers said state funding is vital, comparing child care to public infrastructure. Evers has proposed $480 million for child care providers in a state budget. And plan ahead for any travel to Green Bay for next week's NFL draft. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation says construction projects are starting in various counties that could impact travel late next week. They include projects in Brown, Outagamie, Fond du Lac, Winnebago, and Milwaukee counties. Ted Ahlen, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
When life starts to sound a little bit like this, that's when you know it may be time to change your tune. The Wisconsin Lottery has exciting games starting at just $1 to help make your day sound more like this.
Scratch off, scratch off.
Quick pick, quick pick.
Fast play, fast play.
Jackpot, jackpot.
With so many chances to win all kinds of prizes and new games introduced all the time, including more than 80 new scratch games every year, you'll be saying,
Wisconsin Lottery, better than laundry. So many ways to play, may add some fun to my day.
Right. Wisconsin Lottery has scratch games, lotto draw games, and fast play games starting at $1, with prizes ranging from small to jackpot. Available now at your favorite Wisconsin Lottery retailers.
NTech is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTech grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
Good afternoon. It's 12:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnikins. News this hour being brought to you by Prime Realty of Durand, the area's number one home seller. Visit their website at primerealtymidwest.com. And Abyss Silo, your Husqvarna and Toro Lawn and Garden Equipment dealer, Durand. Sunny Sky CBD, downtown Durand. Advent Health of Durand. It's time to feel whole with Advent Health. Visit their website at adventhealth.com. And NTech, your premier communications and entertainment provider, Durand. Students from Western Wisconsin will have a chance to learn about law enforcement and public safety careers during the Public Safety Career Day with the Durand Police Department, Pepin County Sheriff's Department, and Durand Fire and EMS. Durand Police Chief Stan Ridgway says the Career Days is a revamp of the Explorers program.
We started out with the Explorers program, and unfortunately our numbers weren't staying high enough to continue that program. So we thought we'd revamp the program, still give kids an opportunity to experience one of the emergency services, whether it's fire, EMS, or police department. And so we came up with the Public Safety Career Days. We're going to host it in the summer this year.
The event will be June 18th and 19th and is free and open to students in grades 6 through 12 or recent high school graduates from all area school districts. For more information on the program, visit the Durand Police Department's website. The teenager accused of hitting and killing a woman in a vehicle crash has been bound over for trial. 17-year-old Addison Bowell of Menominee has been charged with one count of homicide by intoxicated use of a vehicle and one count of hit and run resulting in death in connection with the death of 54-year-old Ann Seidel of Eau Claire on March 29th. She's being held on a $100,000 cash bond. Her next court appearance is June 24th. An Eau Claire man who was accused of burning down his own bar and grill back in 2021 made his first court appearance. The man's being charged with one count of arson of a building with the intent to commit fraud, a Class C felony. According to court documents, the man's lawyer tried to dismiss the case, but that was denied. He's out on bail on $10,000 signature bond and will be in court on May 29th. In small cities and rural areas like Pepin County that lack child care access, Governor Tony Evers says school districts may be the solution to fill the gap. Evers says state funding is vital, comparing child care to public infrastructure. Evers has proposed $480 million for child care providers in the state budget. The governor was in Barron on Wednesday touring that city's new Main Street and promoting clean drinking water infrastructure. The governor also said that migrant workers without legal status are still vital to the state's economy and is urging the Trump administration to continue federal funding for infrastructure projects in the states. A two-day aerial enforcement on Madison's Beltline is over, but over 60 citations were issued over those 2 days. Two of the citations were for people speeding over 100 miles an hour. Other violations included OWI, flex lane violations, and the average speed for speeding violations, 83 miles an hour. Police officials want to remind everyone that any conviction for a speeding violation over 25 miles an hour is an automatic 15-day suspension of your driver's license. You're listening to WRDN News.
At Advent Health, we believe wholeness isn't any one field. It's all of them. Laughter to tears and everything in between. So let your hearts overflow. Let your spirits dare to hope. And let the sun shine through. May you always live in wonder, wondering at this life. And never, ever stop reaching for what makes you feel whole. Learn more at adventhealth.com/human spirit.
Sunny Skies CBD is a veteran and family-owned and operated soil-to-oil CBD business that provides high-quality and consistent CBD products, all manufactured in our food-grade lab in Durand, offering a variety of CBD, CBG, CBN, and Delta-8 products, including oils, topicals, and edibles. Visit the store at 100 West Main Street in Durand or order online with free shipping at sunnyskiescbd.com. That's sunnyskiescbd.com.
County health rankings from the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation have been released, and Pepin County does have some bright spots. Pepin County Health Officer Heidi Stewart says the county has seen improvements in the number of health care providers for the county.
But that primary care provider to our population has gone from one person or one provider to 3,000 people all the way down. It's almost cut in half now to where it's one provider for 2,000, somewhere between 1,000 and 2,000 people. So that is, to me, one of the value of this tool is that it not only looks at a specific year, but we can look at the years and look at where we've come. Are we improving? Are we getting worse?
The report, however, shows there are three areas that do need improvement, including adult obesity, mental distress, and we are lower on flu vaccinations. The city of Menominee is beginning construction on a new playground at Phelan Park. Now, the new playground was designed with help from students at River Heights, Oaklawn, and Wakena Elementary Schools. The city will also install new walkways and safety surfaces as part of the park. The new playground is expected to be completed by early June. The Eau Claire County Health Department has launched a new way to track communicable diseases. Yesterday, the department launched a dashboard that can track diseases like COVID-19, influenza, and much more. It will be an easy way to see which diseases are spreading around western Wisconsin. The dashboard will give visitors information on each disease as well as how to reduce your risk of getting sick. During a multiple county car chase, a Monroe County squad car burst into flames. Monroe County Sheriff's Department says that they were assisting in the chase of a suspect who was wanted by the Wisconsin Probation and Parole Office. When the chase ended, the suspect bolted out of the car and a foot chase began. As officers were chasing him on foot, a squad car started on fire. The suspect was caught a short time later. No injuries were reported. You're listening to WRDN News.
Looking for outdoor power equipment for your lawn and garden projects? Anibis Silo is your home for Husqvarna and Toro lawn and garden equipment. Anibis Silo has the right equipment solution for you to tackle any job. Need a piece of equipment repaired? Anibis Silo also now has small engine service and repair. The service staff can repair all makes and models of lawn and garden equipment. Visit Anibis Silo, Highway 25 Durand, for your lawn and garden equipment needs.
Why do home sellers need the Prime Realty Advantage? I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty of Durand. Here's a big one. When you list your home with Prime Realty, we place your home on two multiple listing services, and that gets your home seen by thousands of potential buyers. Plus, our agents at Prime Realty are more than just a salesperson. We act on your behalf, providing advice, guidance, and the experience to sell your home. If you're thinking of selling your home, don't do it alone. Find out how Prime Realty of Durand can sell your home today. Visit us online at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com.
A Madison cheese sculptor will be attending the Taste of the Draft in Green Bay next Wednesday. Vicki Jarnes said she learned cheese carving from her dairy farmer roots. She plans to create a Lombardi trophy from Wisconsin cheddar cheese. The event is a fundraiser for the nonprofit Gen Youth, working to end student hunger. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-230-2777, 800-230-2777, or biglou.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Mostly cloudy with on and off showers and some rumbles of thunder. High temperatures today are tapping the mid-50s, and they return to the mid-50s tomorrow too. But the difference is it'll be bright with plenty of sunshine. We hang on to the pleasant weather for early Sunday before more rain rolls in the afternoon. Grandpa's barbecue sauce. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Right now, 47 degrees.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe. All great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Turn your book idea into publishing gold.
800-215-6818. 800-215-6818. That's 800-215-6818.
The Brewers sent Freddie Peralta to the mound in their series opener with the Oakland A's at AmFam Field tonight. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Brewers 7-3 at AmFam so far this season. The Bucks are headed for Indianapolis, where they'll open the playoffs tomorrow. A noon tip against the rival Pacers. Guard Damian Lillard not expected to play in the opener, but he was cleared to practice yesterday. Could return to action sooner than anticipated. NFL draft just 6 days away. The Packers continue preparing for the 3-day event in Green Bay. Quarterback Jordan Love taken in the first round of the 2020 draft and remembers his first trip to Green Bay well.
I remember my first time driving into Green Bay. We actually drove to Lambeau and just drove around the stadium. Just driving up and seeing it, knowing that that's the place I'm going to be playing in one day, and the team that drafted me, it was special because, you know, there's not too many big buildings, and you get there and the stadium just looks ginormous.
The 3-day NFL draft starts in Green Bay next Thursday. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
The trucks open up the race weekend today at The Rock. I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Hot Pass. All the car parts you need at the prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay, things people love.
Welcome.
It's about to get pretty wild here.
To more where that came from.
Go get it done.
More fresh starts.
Green, 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 green.
And fantastic finishes. More risk.
Trouble, turn number three.
More reward. More chaos, more chills, and more thrills. Welcome to more what you asked for, and a whole lot more to come. Welcome to NASCAR. The NASCAR Cup Series on Fox and FS1.
You ever try fixing your car and realize you're missing that one part? Yeah, been there. That's why eBay's my go-to. They've got millions of parts, guaranteed to fit. I'm talking brake pads for when yours have seen one too many miles of stop and go. Oil filters, because you don't mess around with your engine care. Even got this cold air intake on my watch list. I might just go for it. To keep the ride cool and your DIY streak hot. Find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
The NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series returns to Rockingham Speedway in North Carolina today for this afternoon's Black's Tire 200. This will be the series' first race at the track since 2013. Kyle Larson was the winner on that afternoon. Coverage of today's race can be heard at 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time on the NASCAR Racing Network. The NASCAR Xfinity Series will race in Rockingham tomorrow in the North Carolina Education Lottery 250, with MRN's live coverage set to begin at 3:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Tomorrow's race will be the first time the series visits the track since 2004, and we'll see the return of Casey Kane to NASCAR. This is NASCAR Hot Pass on the Motor Racing Network.
Hey, take a look around your yard. All those projects you've been putting off for years, and now you're just tired of it. But how are you going to get that skid loader to the shop? The It's Still Got Life in It restoration project to the dump, or your side-by-side to the trail. Goodrich Trailers, that's how. They've got just the right trailer for any project. Dump, flatbed, enclosed, and toy haulers. Goodrich will get you motivated to get going with whatever you've got to haul this spring. Find them between Eau Claire and Menominee off Interstate 94 and online at goodrichtrailers.com.
There may be a lot of beautiful trees in your grove, but that doesn't mean you can't have a few more. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Try planting new trees from seed as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Interact with Successful Farming on social media. Like us on Facebook at Successful Farming USA and follow us on X at Successful Farm for tips, ideas, timely news, and information from our editors. Find us on Instagram at Successful_Farming and love the latest photo or video. And take a look behind the scenes with our editors on TikTok at Successful_Farming. Check out our full lineup of Successful Farming podcasts. The Successful Farming podcast goes in-depth into the topics that affect farmers and ranchers. The 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast offers a quick conversation between an editor and a farmer. The SF Shorts podcast offers bite-sized interviews about agricultural topics. And the SF Daily podcast covers commodity markets, weather, and the big things happening in agriculture each morning. Search for Successful Farming wherever you download your podcasts.
We have maple tree seedlings sprouting up wherever the seeds decide to land in our yard. I've never tried to deliberately plant trees from seeds, but it might be fun to try out a new species that way. Botanist and author John Ambrose says every tree seed requires unique conditions to germinate, so you have to think like a tree.
A tree that's producing fruit late in the summer or early fall is going to be a disadvantage if those seeds germinate right away. So they have a dormancy, especially in the northern climates. That may also be true in dry climates where the seeds may be produced at the end of the wet season. And if they start to germinate then, they're going to die because there's a drought coming. So trees have these various strategies.
This means you have to provide the dormancy period they require before anything will grow. A simple way to do it is by putting the seeds in moist materials such as peat moss, vermiculite, or sand, and then stick them in the fridge. Most tree seeds should be chilled for 3 to 4 months at 35 to 40 degrees. Sow the seeds in well-drained material. Maintaining high humidity and warmth is crucial for germination. Some seeds require a flip-flop of this procedure. The warmth first, then cold. It may take a while before you see results.
And something like a willow or a poplar, they germinate almost immediately within a few days. And you need to get the conditions just right, moisture and exposure to sun and that sort of thing. But other species, you might plant a seed and nothing will happen for a full year. Just put them in a pod, and if you have a cold frame, wait the year or so and they'll come up.
It takes a very mature tree to produce seeds. Look for trees that are at least 30 years old. Learn more about growing trees from seed at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
As important as the pool of traits and genetics is to the farmer, seed supplier is just as important. Brunner Seed is locally grown under the same weather conditions as your farms. Brunner Seed is committed to providing a quality seed at a fair price with a variety of corn and soybean products to choose from, as well as alfalfa and pasture mixes. Brunner Seed has the genetics and traits best suited for your farm. To find the dealer near you, call Brunner Seed at 715-672-5887. Brunner Seed Incorporated, family owned and operated, Highway 10, Durant.
As Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your business, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
Are you worried about your taxes? Okay, so I'm talking to those of you out there that have not filed in a few years with the IRS or state. It's time to get worried, and here's why. The IRS is getting back from their own COVID lockdown, and they're hiring more enforcers, and they're going to come after people that owe taxes. So if you're a 1099 worker, and maybe you just plain forgot to file your taxes, you need to call the professionals right now at the Tax Helpline. They are experts at knowing the tax regulations, and their goal is to help you pay as little as possible. Call right now and get a 100% free tax evaluation. Remember, before the IRS knocks on your door, knock on our door. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, make this free call right now.
Call Taxes 321 now at 800-808-9443. 800-808-9443. That's 800-808-9443.
No two people learn the exact same way. So how did Babbel become the award-winning language learning app? We thought of you, all of you. Take Sierra. As a visual learner, she uses Babbel's wordplay videos.
Today I'll share a quick lesson on shopping in French.
Merci beaucoup. Keith is a be in the room with real people kind of learner. So he loves the live online classes with our language experts.
Okay, class. Vos está pronto.
Estamos prontos.
However you learn, Babbel makes it easy. Try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnikins with news and issues from rural America. Soybean farmers have already lost market share one other time due to tariffs. We'll talk about it coming up.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit Wisconsin Soybean.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stress about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
China continues to hit back at U.S. tariffs with its own duties on American commodities. Caleb Raglan, president of the American Soybean Association, offered his reaction to the Chinese duties on goods like soybeans.
We're
obviously very concerned because exports are the heart and soul of the soybean industry here in the United States. We export right at 50% of all of the soybeans we produce, and China in particular is our largest export customer, currently taking right at a quarter of all of U.S. production. So every fourth row of soybeans you see has currently been going to China.
The first trade war already cost U.S. soybean farmers a chunk of market share in China.
We have the precedent from the trade war in 2018. At that time, one out of three rows was going to China. And after all the dust has settled, we have never gained back that full market share that we had. We've lost about 9% of U.S. production that used to be exported to China that now isn't. And our competitors in South America, mainly in Brazil, have filled that spot. And China has partnered with them and invested in infrastructure and ports and rail and roads and bridges, and we're not likely to get that back.
That means a new trade war will likely cost American farmers even more overseas market share, something they can't be profitable without.
How that relates to now is that we give an opportunity to our competition. They're going to take that and gobble that up, and we're liable not to get it back. And we must have strong exports in order for the soybean industry and agriculture in general to remain strong in the U.S. And we're in a tough stretch with the farm economy already, and hurting exports in combination with the already struggling farm economy is very, very dangerous and very scary for us in ag. That's our initial reaction.
American Soybean Association President Caleb Ragland. That is today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins. Agriculture America brought to you in part by the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and is a presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit wicorn.org and become a member today.
Not everyone can fix their own car. Or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. A key senator says lawmakers could be in the same boat again this year on a new farm bill, though much will depend on spending cuts in the upcoming budget process. Iowa Republican Chuck Grassley agrees that any new farm bill has to clear a 60-vote threshold to advance in the Senate. And if Democrats withhold their votes over SNAP or other savings already planned in a House version,
we'll be in the same boat we were before. Instead of having a 5-year farm bill or 6-year or 7, we'd have an 8-year farm bill, which isn't right for farmers.
Because of years of lower prices and high input costs. But the question is whether Republicans pare SNAP further with new work or training requirements to meet billions in ag savings called for in the so-called budget reconciliation.
Whether SNAP is in reconciliation or whether we make those decisions in the 5-year farm bill, we're still going to have the reauthorization of the food stamp program.
Democrats predict that SNAP cuts in the politically tough reconciliation process are not a given.
But if it happens, it's going to have to happen under extreme situations of not losing more than 2 or 3 Republican votes in the United States Senate and the same in the House of Representatives.
But House Agriculture Chair G.T. Thompson remains committed to Farm Bill SNAP savings, no matter what happens in reconciliation. Grassley expects the Farm Bill to move in a few weeks or months after lawmakers complete the budget process, which House Speaker Johnson hopes to do by Memorial Day. It's not good to plant into wet soil. That's the first bit of advice agronomists from the University of Illinois have for farmers this month. And it's worse to plant in cold, wet soil. Giovanni Perez Fontes says there's still plenty of time for field conditions to improve.
We
don't want to plan if the soil is too wet just because of, you know, that's not a good start for the crops. It's probably going to have a negative impact on emergence and establishment, and you know, you're not setting yourself to having a good stance.
The first rule is to wait for soil conditions to be good for planting. When that happens, farmers should work to get their seeding rates dialed in to deliver a plant density that maximizes profitability.
So when we look at corn overall, what we found is that, and again, this is looking at the economic optimum plant density, right? So overall, what we found in our research is that we kind of maximizing the highest dollar return to seed when we have population densities of about 34 to 36 plants per acre. For soybeans, we see the maximum return to seed. It's around, you know, 115,000 plants to 120,000 plants per acre.
The University of Illinois agronomist says the seeding rates are conservative numbers related to the economic analysis. They used $4 per bushel for corn, $10 per bushel for soybeans, and a seed cost of 50 cents per 1,000 seeds. The UK government has brought in a temporary ban on holiday makers bringing in cheese and meat products from the EU in a bid to prevent the spread of foot and mouth disease. Travelers have not been allowed to bring back items such as cured meat and cheese, including in sandwiches, since Saturday to the growing outbreak on the continent. The restrictions apply regardless of whether the goods are packed or packaged or bought from duty-free. It follows an earlier ban of similar products from Germany, Hungary, Slovakia, and Austria after rising cases of the cattle disease in those countries. Foot and mouth disease is a highly infectious virus that causes blisters inside an animal's mouth and under their hooves and can cause lameness and problems feeding. It causes no risk to humans, and there are currently no cases of foot and mouth disease in the United Kingdom. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnikins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect.
800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129.
The clouds and rain chances will continue today in our ag weather forecast. Now, our winds will be out of the north today, up to about 15 miles an hour. Looks like the clouds stick around today, but then things begin to clear out for Saturday, and our temperatures will remain in the 50s. Mostly cloudy throughout the day today. 50% chance of rain, highs 50 to 55. Relative humidities at 57 to 62%. North winds at 8 to 13, scattered trace to 5/100ths of an inch of precipitation possible. Tonight, becoming mostly clear late, lows 30 to 35. Relative humidities at 84 to 89%. Northwest winds at 6 to 11. For Saturday, mostly sunny, highs 51 to 56. Relative humidities at 34 to 39%. Northwest winds at 5 to 10. We'll see about 12 hours of sunshine. For Sunday, partly sunny, a chance of rain, highs 55 to 60. Monday, partly sunny, a chance of showers, highs 55 to 60. Tuesday, partly sunny, a chance of showers, highs 60 to 65. Wednesday, partly sunny, a slight chance of rain, highs 65 to 70. And for Thursday, partly sunny, another chance of rain, highs once again 60 to 65.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
Baby,
say somebody been shot. Somebody's been abused. Somebody blew up a building. Somebody stole a car. Somebody got away. Somebody didn't get too far. Yeah, they didn't get too far.
Grandpappy told my pappy back in my day, son, a man had to answer for the wicked that he done. Take all the rope in Texas, find a tall old tree, round up all of them bad boys, hang them high in the street for all the people to see.
That justice is the one thing you should always find. You gotta saddle up your boys, you gotta draw a hard line.
When the gun smoke settles, we'll sing a victory tune, and we'll all meet back at the local saloon.
We'll raise up our glasses against evil forces, singing whiskey for my men, beer for my horses. We got too many gangsters doing dirty deeds.
Too much corruption and crime in the streets.
It's time the long arm of the law put a few more in the ground.
I'm all to their maker and he'll settle them down.
You can bet he'll settle them down. Cause justice is the one thing you should always find. You gotta saddle up your boys, you gotta draw a hard line.
When the gun smoke settles, we'll sing a victory tune, and we'll all meet back at the local saloon.
And we'll raise up our glasses against evil forces, saying whiskey for my men, beer for my horses. Whiskey for my men, beer for my horses. Is the one thing you should always find. You gotta saddle up your boys, you gotta draw a hard line.
When the gun smoke settles, we'll sing a victory tune, and we'll all meet back at the local saloon.
And we'll raise up our glasses against evil forces, singing whiskey for my men, beer for my horses. Singing whiskey for my men, beer for my
Hosted. Go Elmwood Plum City Wolves. From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
will go. Come on, follow that feeling. A baby, something new.
That most men can't. I can't get ahead no matter how hard I try. I'm getting really good at barely getting by. Got everything I own by the sweat of my brow. From my four-wheel drive to my cowboy boots, I owe it all to my blue-collar roots. Feel like I'm working overtime on a runaway train. I got to bust loose from this ball and chain. I'm a hard, hard working man. I got it all on the line for a piece of the promised land. And I'm burning my candle at both ends. About the only way to keep the fire going is to outrun the wind. Come Friday night, I like to party hard. I carry on with the Cadillac cutie, spend my whole week's pay on some weekend beauty. Come Monday morning, I'm the first to arrive. I ain't nothing but business, y'all, from 9 to 5. I'm a hard, hard working man. I got it all on the line for a piece of the promised land.
We're here for you 24/7. We're Real Country.
Real Country.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Got a head full of noise. About 100 different things I'm trying to avoid. I got a mind in the gutter. Trouble on one hand, a beer and the other. Got the windows down and my fingers crossed. Just looking for a brand new way to get lost. So long for wheels turning. Got a tank full of gas down the road I'm burning. Can't say a word and I can't say a word. And if I don't come back, don't come looking. Time, blue skies ahead and BS behind. Got the wind in my head, got nowhere to go, so I'm already there. Maybe Moab, maybe the Rockies, maybe the great soft plains of the hills of Kentucky. Maybe north, maybe south,
Don't care as long as it's now. So
station so good, you'll want to set two presets, FM 107.3 in Durand and Mondovi, and AM Stereo 1430 in West Central Wisconsin and East Central Minnesota.
those candles up there on that mantle, setting the mood. Well, I just lie there staring, silently preparing to love on you. Well, I can feel the heat from across the room. Ain't it wild what a little flame can make you wanna do?
I'm Michelle Franzen. A new legal roadblock in the Trump administration's efforts to deport migrants to countries